Hare Krishna. So now Krishna has got the rath of Arjuna, the chariot of Arjuna, between the two armies. Now the rath is situated, the chariot is situated between the two armies, and Arjuna has seen both the armies, and especially he has seen who are there on the side of Duryodhana. And after seeing all of them, what happened? That's what we are discussing now in this particular verse. Verse number 27, it goes like this.
तान समीक्ष्य स कौन्तेयः सर्वान् बन्धून् अवस्थितान् कृपया परया विष्ठो विशीदन् इदम् अब्रवीत्.
So here, this verse very clearly mentions what happened, what was the mood of Arjuna. Kaunteyah, so now Arjuna is addressed as Kaunteyah, that is son of Kunti. Tan samikshya, after seeing all of them, who all of them? Sarvan bandhun avastitan, sarvan bandhun, all types of relatives. If you remember in the previous shloka, that is text number 26, we talked about putra, pautra, acharya, matulan, and then we had sakhim, and then shwasuran, suhurad. So many personalities were there, different types of relatives were there on the other side. So that's what it talks about. Sarvan bandhun, different types of relatives. Avasthitan, situated on the other side, Duryodhana's side, Kaurava's side. What happened after seeing all of them?
Kripaya paraya vishto.
Oh, he was overwhelmed with compassion. And vishidan idam abravit, with lamentation, abravit, he started speaking. Now, see, Arjuna, he is such a great warrior, such a great warrior. And this is not the first time that he is seeing all of them on the other side. Before, there was one fight in Agyatvas. So as all of us know, so the Pandavas, they had some years in the forest, that's called as Vanvas. They stayed in the forest. And after that, they had something called as Agyatvas, or staying incognito. So they have to stay in disguise and no one should be able to recognize who they are. For one complete year, this was supposed to be done. So all these, you know, these five brothers, they all stayed and took shelter of King Virata's kingdom. So Bhima was there as a cook. Then Nakula and Sahadev, they were taking care of cows. Draupadi was there as one of the servants. Yudhishthir was also there. And then when it comes to Arjuna, he was a dance teacher for Virata's daughter. Now what happened? What we are trying to discuss. So once what happened is, long story cut short, Duryodhana came to attack Virata's kingdom. And when he came to attack Virata's kingdom, same sort of personalities were there. Most of them were present, whatever we discussed. And whoever is present now on the battlefield in front of Arjuna, same sort of personalities were there even at that time. Now, King Virata was not there in the kingdom. His son was there, Uttar Kumar. Now, Uttar Kumar's speciality is, he is a person who speaks, doesn't act. He used to keep speaking all the time. I am this, I am that. Always self-glorification going on. And he would be always there amongst beautiful females. And then he would keep blowing his own trumpet. You know, I can fight like this. And all the females around, they would say, oh, that's so nice, you're so strong, and you're so handsome. And Uttar Kumar would keep speaking about himself. Self-glorification would go on. And never ever he would go and fight. This was the thing. So what happened when Duryodhana attacked the kingdom? When they were there, maybe on the border of that kingdom. So few ministers came to Uttar Kumar and they said, see, your brother, your father is not there. Virat is not there in the kingdom. So you have to go and fight. And all the females were there around. And they all were like, oh, we will see Uttar Kumar fighting for the first time. And now Uttar Kumar had no option but, you know, to speak something. You know, somehow he has to escape from there because he doesn't know how to fight. Then Uttar Kumar, you know, he looked at everyone. And then he told that, see, I can fight. But the problem is I don't have a good chariot driver. How will I go without a chariot driver? Then Draupadi was there besides. So Draupadi, she went to the sister of Uttar Kumar and she said, see, your dance teacher, he knows how to drive chariot. He's an amazing chariot driver. So you can maybe help your brother. And then the sister, she went to Uttar Kumar and she said, oh, he knows chariot driving. You can take him. And now all the others who were there, they were encouraging. Yes, finally, you've got the chariot driver also. Now you'll go to fight and we'll see you fighting and you'll be victorious. Now Uttar Kumar is thinking within, I have never fought with anyone. How will I be victorious? Now who were there on the battlefield? Everyone from the side of Duryodhana were there. Now Uttar Kumar is there on the chariot and chariot driver is Arjuna and he is disguised as a dance teacher. Now what happened is Uttar Kumar said, okay, chalo, we'll go and see who are there. And he could see the ocean of army standing. And as soon as Uttar Kumar saw that, he told, no, this Arjun was there as a dance teacher. Take back the chariot fast. And then, you know, Arjun was thinking, what's wrong with this person? Why is he saying this? And after taking a U-turn, after going far to some distance, at that time, this dance teacher, who was Arjuna himself, he asked Uttar Kumar, What happened? He said, I want to confess something. I don't know to fight. And this dance teacher started asking, but you flatter so much. Yeah, I do all that, but fact is I don't know to fight. Then Uttar Kumar asked, so what should we do now? So the dance teacher, who was a great warrior, Arjuna, he said, no problem, I'll fight. And Uttar Kumar was like, you'll fight? Trust me, no, I'll fight. But then the dance teacher, he asked a question to Uttar Kumar. But I need a chariot driver. Do you know driving the chariot? And Uttar Kumar said, I know. And at that time, the dance teacher, he asked, surely you know, right? Now you're not flattering, isn't it? And Uttar Kumar said, please trust me, this I know very well. And then Uttar Kumar, they switched the role. The dance teacher came behind and Uttar Kumar sat in front as the chariot driver. And this dance teacher, who was Arjun, he told Uttar Kumar to take him towards a tree. And under that tree, you know, his Gandiva bow and other weapons were there. He took those weapons and then the chariot moved towards this huge ocean of army. And you know what? Arjuna defeated all of them. Now the question is, same crowd is there even now? Same crowd is there, headed by Duryodhana. At that time also headed by Duryodhana. Now what's the problem? Oh no, why suddenly this over-compassion? And then what is this? Vishidan. Why this Vishidan? Why this lamentation? Why this grief? Why this depression? The answer is, this is Krishna's plan. Krishna purposely, you know, he has created this situation. And, you know, he has put Arjuna into illusion. And he has made him like this in a situation where he's overcome by grief. Why? So that Krishna can deliver the instructions for the entire mankind in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So this is a plan of Krishna. And that is the reason Arjuna is in this state. But then, you know, Krishna has his own way of speaking and dealing. Here he uses the word Kaunteya. No, basically, Krishna is saying, I know very well that very soon you're going to say that I'll not fight. But let me remind you, you are Kaunteya. You're son of Kunti. And who is Kunti? Kunti is sister of my father Vasudev. And my father is a Kshatriya. So she is also a Kshatriya. And you are also a Kshatriya. And when it comes to Kshatriya, compassion, lamentation, grief, all these things are not proper. So, Kaunteya, this doesn't suit you. This is what Krishna is saying by this word, Kaunteya. One nice learning from this. Till now, you see, Arjuna was fully energetic. Senayor Ubhayor Madhya, take my rath between the two armies. I want to see who has come. And he was very clear, no compromise. Now I'm going to fight. He was completely at a high level. It's like energy was high. And suddenly it went low. Suddenly. Same thing can happen in our life also. Things might go well. And sometimes, you know, we might become proud, thinking, oh, everything is well. Oh, okay, that's nice. And we assume that things will be there like this all the time. But here in this scenario, we can understand very clearly, if Arjuna can have a low phase in life, who are we? Surely we'll have some low phases in our life. And Bhagavad Gita will teach us how to deal with those low phases, how to deal with those critical situations. This is that amazing scripture that will actually teach us how to make sure that we remain stable even in such critical situations. Here, Arjuna is lamenting. Vishidan. Arjuna is lamenting and speaking. Now, in the next verse, we'll see that lamentation will have some symptoms. And those symptoms will be seen in the next verse and after that also. What were those symptoms? And what was Arjuna speaking? What was Arjuna trying to tell Krishna? Now, slowly, you know, we are coming to that phase where Krishna will be forced to speak and the nectar from Krishna's mouth will begin. So let's see this tomorrow onwards. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.